This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by BASF. I'm Mark Magnuson. During a presentation at the recent 2025 NAFB National Convention in Kansas City, Global Commodity Analytics President Mike Zuzolo discussed some of the biggest macroeconomic factors affecting the markets going into 2026. We will hear more from Zuzolo next.
Sharpen herbicide takes your burn down up a notch, going from burn down to
3 to 5 times faster burn down.
From strict tank mix limitations to
awesome tank mix compatibility.
And from controlling some weeds to
controlling more than 80 of the toughest broadleaf weeds,
including mare's tail.
Including mare's tail.
Because if it can't control mare's tail, it's pretty much just fancy water. So
sharpen up your burn down
with Sharpen herbicide, powered by Kixor technology from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Global Commodity Analytics President Mike Zuzolo discusses some of the biggest macroeconomic factors affecting the markets going into 2026.
I think the big thing that I see in 2026 as we get ready to change years is what we're seeing kind of in Wednesday's trade, where we've got a very good bid in the U.S. dollar at this point, and we've got a very strong break to the downside in the energy markets. I think this is going to be one of the keys to 2026 as far as corn and beans and wheat, especially being able to hold any kind of gains. Otherwise, we're probably going to continue to trade more of a weather and supply-driven market. What we're all looking for, I think, is a demand low, and I think that starts with the crude oil, and it starts with the crude oil going higher and the dollar going lower.
Zuzolo says that oversupply of some key commodities will be a major factor next year in the marketplace.
But the problem is that the funds and the commodity markets in general, I think, are seeing 2026 as oversupplied right now, with wheat and crude oil as the leaders. And so those are the two commodities that I'll be putting my key focus on as we get ready for the end of the year, to see if we do indeed go lower, if that signals a low in the market, and then we can look to maybe the wheat, the corn, and the beans all finding some demand off of that.
That was Mike Zuzolo of Global Commodity Analytics. For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those 5 daily stories to your inbox each day. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.